In this bulletin, price caps announced for the government's first home buyer deposit scheme. The family of slain international student Aya Mazawi launched a medical fellowship in her honour. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur to face Roger Federer in the Swiss indoors final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The federal government says access to its first home buyer deposit scheme will be on a first-in, best-dressed basis. Up to 10,000 Australians each year are expected to benefit from the scheme when it kicks off from January next year. First home buyers will only have to save 5% of a deposit under the plan, with the federal government to guarantee the difference of a standard down payment. Housing Minister Michael Sukas says the government has identified a clear need for the scheme.
But in capital cities like Sydney, it's taking up to 10 years to get a deposit together. In Melbourne, up to 8 years to get a deposit together. And often, in a rising housing market, by the time you think you've got your deposit, you need even more than what you thought you needed. So the First Home Loan Deposit Scheme breaks that nexus. It enables first home buyers to get into the market sooner. And we're working very closely with financial institutions and banks to make sure that this is as smooth as possible for first-home buyers from the 1st of January.
The government has also announced price caps for support through the scheme, which is $700,000 for a house in Sydney and $600,000 in Melbourne. The father of an international student murdered in Melbourne has launched a fellowship to ensure her positive legacy lives on. The Aya Mazawi Memorial Medical Fellowship Program will provide financial support to Palestinian physicians training in Israeli hospitals. Father Syed Mazawi says Project Rosanna is a tribute to his daughter.
I hope we cannot forget Aya. Aya all the time, always she was think positive and was think good for everyone to be. I wish all the people can just remember Aya for the good thing and for the positive, and to look every time in the light, not in the dark thing.
The body of serial killer Ivan Milat has been removed from Long Bay Jail in New South Wales and driven to the state coroner. The 74-year-old died at Long Bay Hospital at 4:07 a.m. on Sunday. The former road worker was sentenced in 1996 to 7 consecutive life sentences for murdering 7 young backpackers whose mutilated bodies were found in makeshift graves in the New South Wales Belanglo State Forest in the 1990s. New South Wales Corrections Minister Anthony Roberts says Ivan Milat can rot in hell. In a statement, the minister says Milat was sentenced to die in jail and he was going to die in jail. Parents are being urged to stay vigilant and report anything suspicious to ensure action is taken to stop online child sexual abuse. A new campaign is being launched as a pilot in New South Wales to help parents and carers protect their child's privacy online. Research by eSafety has revealed 1 in 4 young people have been contacted by a stranger online. eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant says parents should be aware of how children might be vulnerable when accessing social media sites, apps and games.
What parents need to know is if there are chat features, interactive features that could allow a predator into our lounge room, that we need to be setting privacy and safety settings, and really we need to be engaged in our kids' online lives like we are their everyday lives. We wouldn't send them off to a sandlot to play with a stranger. We need to be mindful that these are interactive devices.
And a sport in tennis, Alex de Minaur must pass a supreme test against Roger Federer if he's to win a fourth title from 4 ATP Tour Finals appearances this year. The 20-year-old Australian will attempt to stop Federer winning a 10th Swiss indoors title in his hometown of Basel after beating American Riley Opelka 7-6, 6-7, 7-6 in their semi-final. De Minaur says he's looking forward to the match.
Yeah, I can't wait. Obviously, it's my first time here in Basel, and it's been a hell of an experience. You know, I've got my friends with me, so it's a little bit different. And I mean, it's been paying off. So I'm really looking forward to coming out tomorrow and having some fun.
And now look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide, sunny, 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, sunny, 24. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Similar conditions for Newcastle. Brisbane, possible shower 27, Cairns, mostly sunny 31, and Darwin, shower 2, possible storm 32. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.